Chapter 3. When Indigo heard the front door open, she forced a smile, determined to be pleasant to Jake Rand if it killed her. Though his arrival had usurped what she considered to be her rightful place, she knew it wasn't truly his fault. The moment she settled her gaze on him, however, her good intentions scattered like dandelion fluff on the wind. He was nothing like she expected. Miners came in all types, colors, and sizes, of course, but most weren't so handsome. None in her memory had been taller than her father, and those with enough experience to supervise a dig were usually older. She stared up at his sun-burnished face, taking in the squared line of his jaw, the tiny creases at the corners of his coffee-brown eyes, the jut of his straight nose. The clean, sharply chiseled planes of his features reminded her of a seasoned wood carving. Not a trace of gray showed in his ebony hair. She guessed him to be in his late 20s or early 30s. Though his red plaid wool shirt and faded jeans weren't new, they were spanking clean. A miner's clothes, even freshly washed, usually bore earth stains. After shutting the door behind him, he took two long strides and stopped, so tall that the porch overhang barely cleared his head. After giving her a brief nod in greeting, he darted his dark gaze left and right, then frowned and stared through the sheeting rain toward town. She thought it rather rude the way he ignored her. She didn't think it was proper for a lady to address a gentleman first. Ordinarily, she wouldn't have fussed about something so trivial. But folks from outside Wolf's Landing put a lot of stock in manners. She began to wish she had gone inside and muddied up her mother's floors so she wouldn't be faced with this dilemma. The last thing she wanted was to make a bad first impression. Still looking up the street, he pursed his firm lips and whistled a little Yankee Doodle. She took advantage of the moment to study him. The wind whipped his...